great James Bradbury on our show tonight.
The great.
The great.
I like that.
Be honest, JB. You're on the sideline, 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go. You've given up two, not you personally, but the defense has given up two tuggies, bang, bang. Detroit's coming back. The building's on fire. It's third down and nine. What's your pulse rate like, and what are you and the defense thinking at that moment?
Personally, I was scared. You know, I didn't really want to go back on the field. I wanted for the offense to end it. That's the best way to go out. I was having cramps, so I knew if I went back out there, I was scared a big one was going to come, and I wasn't going to be able to finish out the drive. So, you know, I was scared, but fortunately, we made a play.
Yeah, we got a big conversion on third down and nine. And there's been weeks like the Buffalo game where the defense basically bails out the offense in a 9-3 game, and that's the way this team is, isn't it? It's going to be different maybe every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it's going to happen. One of the teams is going to have to help out the other one, because not every game is going to be a good game for one side. So we helped out each other.
You come in your career, James, with very intense D coordinator Sean McDermott and exotic blitz packages. Sean, fantastic coach, and then now transitioning to Steve Wilks as the coordinator. How would you compare and contrast the two?
As far as their mentality, they're the same person. They're both intense. They both yell a lot.
That's why you're scared.
You know, yeah, because Wilks is always in our meeting rooms. He's always down there trying to help us out as well because, you know, in his heart, he's a cornerbacks coach. You know, he's our defensive coordinator, but he loves coaching the cornerbacks. So he always try to give his 2 cents in whenever he can. But, you know, we play a lot more, man. We like to press a lot more at the line than we did last year just with the experience and us being comfortable out there. So.
You go through training camp with a number of guys. It's always a fluid situation. But since the regular season began, you've added Demetrius Cox and obviously Keevon Seymour and so forth, and now a third one in Jairus Byrd. Is that to some degree a little bit difficult to have new players come in after training camp?
Yeah, for the most part. But you just got to try to make the game plan a little bit more simpler and just make sure when you're on the field that you have great communication across the board because even if, let's say, the defensive coordinator gives us a call, but on the back end, we're not necessarily running that call, but we're all running the same thing. Mm-hmm. Things are, for the most part, work out.